Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. So excited to drop in with you guys on, this is the third part of our three-part series today. And it's been really fun to go deep on this masterclass that I'm bringing to middle of March. It's going to be March 12th, 13th, and 14th. 2024, where we're going really deep. We've kind of just touched and scratched the surface on what this Quantum Embodied Woman 3-day challenge is. So if you are tuning in for the first time today, you can go back and listen to the last two episodes. You'll hear in this 3-part series, I go deep on really what it means to be living in a quantum frequency. The second part was last week's episode where we go in on what it means to start living in embodiment, what that word even means, how we can deep dive, and you can feel really supported in this process of actually starting to feel some of the things that you've been working through and not just go through a checklist of items when it comes to the personal development space. And I go deep in that episode, so I'm not going to go too much into that here. You can go back and listen to last week's episode. And today we're diving into, this is like a buzzword. I feel like if you are, maybe your algorithm on Instagram isn't the same, but mine is a lot of feminine activation and frequency and all of the things. And it can be a little like hard to follow sometimes if you're not really familiar with what that term even means, or maybe is a buzzword for you, or maybe you're like, I'm just getting really curious on what this means. Everyone's going to have a different experience, a different take on it. I mean, you know, everyone is open to their own interpretation of all of the things in this world. So this is what I love about podcasting and doing your own work, is getting really curious and doing your own research and deep diving into the places that you feel like you need the most support. And that's really what this 3-day embodiment challenge is going to be. I am so excited. This is going to be some stuff that I haven't taught. I haven't brought into this space yet. I've done it a little bit in my private containers or my one-to-one coaching clients, but this is that next level frequency. Like, this is how to actually start embodying it. If you know there's more out there for you, which if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you're already on that train. Like, we're on this journey, we're on this ride together, right? Like, you can feel it and you just want to become a more authentic version of yourself and clear away a lot of the clutter that's keeping you from getting there. And that's what can happen. We're living in a really fast-paced world where things move really quickly. We react and respond very fast. And sometimes we can feel like we're overloaded with the chaos of what's actually going on in our lives. And this is your permission slip to go all in on yourself for free. 3 days for free. Free 99. Like, we're doing it for free. And it's 3 days. We're going to drop in at 10 a.m. on March 12th, 13th, and 14th of 2024. So it's coming up in like a week, a little over a week. When this episode comes out, it'll be a week when it's coming. So I would love to have all of you guys join me in this 3-day embodiment quantum exploration. And it's going to be, I'm going to have some challenge stuff in there. Like, we're going to have some things that are really going to hold you accountable on doing the things that you say that you want to do. But again, it's not another checklist of things. Like, these are all things that are going to help raise your frequency and start to allow you to tap in and actually feel and see things unfold before your eyes. It sounds like magic. It sounds like we're going to do some magic, and it kind of is like magic, but it's going to be really cool. It's going to be, some parts of it are like an experiment that we're going to, I'm going to give you some different exercises and challenges that you're really going to be able to test your power, your, how magnetic that you are. It's going to be really fun. So if you want the link to this, just DM me or wherever we chat on socials, DM me Quantum and I will send you the free link because it is free and I don't want you to miss this. So today I'm coming back from, and this is a beautiful segue from where I just came back from. I was in Nashville supporting a dear friend of mine. She has a brand new podcast and brand. It's called The Spiritual Hustler. It is incredible. And I got to drop in with her for a little bit of time. And then I went to the launch party that she had in a room filled with, I think, 60 or 70 women that are all elevating and rising on the same frequency. And magic truly does happen when you put yourself in these rooms, in the environment that you can physically feel the expansion. Like, your conversations are just different. It's a different level of things that you're diving deep on. Like, it truly is another level of support. And that's really part of what we're dropping into today, is this divine feminine frequency. And it can get a bad rap sometimes because I have also walked this line and walked this line with clients of mine in different containers, that there's like a pendulum that can swing between the quote unquote masculine and feminine energy dynamics. No matter who you, it's women mostly listening to this podcast, right? We have both in us. We have a masculine and feminine energy within us. It's not limited to, if you're listening to this, you're a woman. It's not limited to that you don't possess both of those traits and characteristics, because we do. But for the majority of my life, I was operating in a very heavy masculine dynamic. And for me, that looked like I would get a lot of shit done and I would do it very well. I would achieve a lot of things, and I'm not saying none of these are qualities of being in your feminine as well, but it was very rigid and overly structured, and there was no freedom to really feel a lot of my feelings. I was just in a very go, go, go mentality all the time, and I don't know if you can see yourself in that season as well. And sometimes I'm playing in that realm now. Like, it's a beautiful blend of both, and I believe I went over it on last week's episode, is that there's nothing wrong or bad with that. If you are trying to get more in touch with your feminine, it doesn't mean you have to lose those parts of yourselves. In fact, you shouldn't. They're parts of you, and those are the parts that get things done. We can't be floating around just, you know, through life, most of us, at least. Some people maybe they can, but for me, I'm like, I can't just float around with no drive or like motivation to get the things done that I have to get done. Like, I'm still building my business and launching things and creating things, but now I'm working through this season of life, bringing in more of that feminine soft energy. And for me, it really looks like bringing more softness into my life and not being so rigid. And this is still something that I'm moving through. By no means am I an expert with it. I have to catch myself a lot. And sometimes I don't. Like, sometimes shit hits the fan and I'm like, you go into that go mode, and it's really walking that line of figuring out how to have a harmony of both of these energies together that really can start feeling expressive and supportive to what you're creating in this lifetime. Okay. So this divine feminine frequency, right? It's really like an energetic vibration that encompasses a lot of the traits of the feminine, right? And that can look like compassion, being really nurturing, again, being really soft, creative, collaborating, finding other women in this space to be able to hold space for you and for you to hold space for them, right? So growing up, yes, I had a lot of friends, like, played sports in high school, danced all through high school, had a lot of girlfriends. But at some point, you know, I would find myself just kind of doing a lot of things on my own because of my history and past situations and experiences, right? If you're a girl in high school and middle school and growing up, like, things happen. People aren't always the nicest. And, you know, that's for another podcast episode. But a lot of us have and I'll speak for myself here, I had a pretty deep sisterhood wound that I actually, in one of my ceremonies, had to remove this entity that was attached to me. And now this might sound woo, go back and listen to my death and rebirth episode. You'll get a way deeper deeper dive and expansion on all of those things. But this was one that I've done a couple months ago now, maybe in the summer of 2023. And I had to remove something that was, there was an arrow that was in my heart. I'll just say this. Another woman had shot me with an arrow in a past life. And I physically had to have somebody remove it from my body and go through a whole process to be able to clear that for me. Because I've been walking around, and whether you believe in this or not, that's, you know, you can choose. This is what is my truth. And I physically had to feel that come out of my body. Like, you know, if you've ever felt like you've been stabbed in the back, this was somebody that stabbed me in the heart from another woman. And truly, I have struggled to let a lot of women come in close in my world because of past circumstances, situations, things like this, that I have felt like, oh, this isn't safe for me to let my guard down, let another woman, another sister into my life and let her see me and support me and be able to receive any kind of help or anything that I needed. I would just close it off and shut it down, and I wouldn't allow for that to happen. And as soon as I was able to move through that and process some of those emotions, I was able to let, now I still am very discerning of who I allow energetically in my field and in my world. And that's something that I love about myself. I have been this way for the majority of my life, and I used to look at it as a bad thing. And now I see it as like, oh yes, this part of me keeps me safe. There's part of me that can allow my guard to come down, my walls to come down when it's safe to do so. But also, this is a part where I'm like, oh, I actually really love these traits that I have, because I can now discern and be really aware of the energy that's around me and who I'm going to allow to come into that space. So I don't look at it as a bad thing anymore. I look at it as one of my strengths, one of my superpowers that I have, and I actually really love it. So I've created a really great relationship with that part of myself. But with all that being said, dropping into this frequency is a beautiful journey to go through for yourself. But the next extension of that would then be to invite maybe one or more women in to see you and lift you up and support you and allow yourself to receive any kind of, I'm not looking for like a negative word here. I can't think of the word in my head right now, but any kind of support. Like I just said, anything that's going to help you move through life based off of other people's experiences or their input or their perception of something, you can allow yourself to start to see those things instead of be like, oh, she's coming at me and she's trying to tell me how I live my life. Absolutely not. I'm going to shut it down. Now, with that being said, there are people out there who don't have the greatest of intentions, right? And that's you coming back to your own intuition of like, is this a safe person to be able to open up to? And that's really what I pride myself on when it comes to the retreats and the containers that I create, is that the women who come in to these experiences, after having a couple conversations, or some of them I've worked with for a really long time, these are very safe women who you can go deep with. Like, I don't bring people into my retreats or containers without knowing who they are, knowing what their intentions are, really getting clear on what they're looking for. And if they're a right fit, they can, you know, they come into this experience. And sometimes it's not the right fit, but for the most part, the people who come into my world based off of who I am and my energy, they're attracted into this space, because we all have that common thread of like, I'm looking for more and I really want that next level of support. So if we connect back to this quantum embodied woman, right, those are going to be the titles of our 3-day challenge. Is we're going to drop in on day one to quantum, day two is embodiment, day three is this woman, this feminine frequency. And we're really just going to start bringing awareness to what it means to be living at this higher level frequency. And in my past level up groups, we've done exercises, and we had a whole week dedicated to our higher selves, our lower selves, and we got to create these avatars. And we're taking that another level deeper not just necessarily, yes, we'd go through all the traits and the characteristics and it's very similar, but now we're tapping into this frequency and we're tapping into the awareness of when these things start to happen. And we're going to open up the conversation and have a very candid, raw conversation of what it means to not only live in a lower frequency versus a higher frequency, but also allowing ourselves to connect with other women who are like, yes, I want to start experiencing this higher level frequency, this energy more often in my life instead of going through the motions and just living off of, again, speaking for myself, living off of anxious feeling to stress, to overwhelm, to chaos, to distractions, and really allowing ourselves to adapt and bring in some of these things that we can navigate and pick up on when we start feeling, oh shit, here comes this anxious feeling. Okay, I have a choice. I can either just go into it because this is all that I know, or I'm just going to create some awareness around it, open up my toolbox, and really figure out and choose how I want to navigate these big feelings that I'm having. Right? So we're really going to get clear on what it looks like for you to adapt some of these traits, what it's going to require of you to be able to create a safe space, to go deeper, to hold space, not only for yourself, but other women, and what those characteristics really look like for a lot of women. And it really wasn't until I started doing this myself, really investing my time, energy, money into programs, into retreats, into education, whatever season of life that you're in. I've invested in all of those things and more. And what that did in return was then signal out there to universe, whatever it is that you believe in, that, oh, she means business. Like, she's investing her time, energy, money, resources into these different modalities in order to create a better life for herself. Like, this bee isn't playing around. Like, she's not. Like, she's taking this shit for real. And then the momentum of continuing to do so, and it's not always money, right? Like, even the 3-day challenge that I'm bringing into this space is, it's your time and it's your energy. That's all that's required of you, is to show up and create the space, eliminate distractions for when we're sitting together for an hour, and you're already going to start creating a different frequency by signaling to whatever power you're invested in, believe in, is that I'm here for this. I'm investing this because I believe that I'm worth it. And I did a post on this the other day about worthiness versus confidence, and I'll go deeper into that. But even if you're struggling with that worthiness element underneath, if you're taking the actions to make the moves in order to do these things and live in alignment with what your greater purpose is, that's a beautiful place to start. And that's a beautiful place to keep going, and using that as like a springboard to dive off into like this unknown of like, okay, I'm starting to do the things that I said I was really scared to do, and I'm doing them anyway, which is going to then create more momentum and build more confidence. And underneath that, during that, in that foundation, like, you're laying the foundation in this process, and you're going to be able to work through some of these darker shadow parts, these, you know, touch points sometimes that are like, ooh, that didn't feel really good. We're going to be able to look at those things together and really start to work through them, because what happens is when we get into this level of work and we do a lot of the external things, or even if you're investing in retreats and masterminds and programs and books and all the things, we can do all of the steps, but if we're not looking internally enough, those wounds are going to keep, those shadow parts are going to keep coming up, and you're going to feel like you're being blocked, and your mind might try to tell you, oh, well, it's your schedule, or oh, it's your husband, or oh, it's this thing. And underneath that is more of the core wounds that we have that sometimes we're either not ready to look at, or we don't want to look at them because it's hard. It's hard, okay? It's challenging sometimes. But this is the space in order to start looking at these things. Like, if you know you're destined for great things out there, but you keep falling back into the same loops and patterns, it may show up differently, but underneath there's probably an underlying thread that's very similar to like, oh, it's this deeper level and I don't really want to look at it right now, right? That's the space that we're creating in this 3-day challenge, which then we're going to talk about more support and high level frequency groups and all of these things that I have coming for you, or the retreats and all of those things that it's like, I can't avoid this anymore. And I will tell you, I am a master avoider when it comes to attachment styles. I am the number one avoidant. Okay. I am the avoidant. And we go deep into that in different containers, but that was my MO, would be like, well, I'll just avoid this until it goes away and focus on this other thing. I'm also an Enneagram 3 and I would just achieve more shit. And once I couldn't continue in that loop, that pattern over and over again, I had to look at a deeper root of what these things were. And it was really figuring out like, oh, I do have some core wounds around some of these things. And it was really uncomfortable for me to start getting really curious on what it looked like to live in more of like a flow feminine state, because for me, I was like, that shit's weak. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be floating around everywhere. It's not what it is at all. But that was my, you know, avoidant, like, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Like, I don't need no support. That's where I was operating from a really long time. And it wasn't until I started to go deeper on some of these core level wounds, these rooted things that were living so deep, like in my cells. Soon as I started to look at some of these things, I was like, oh, this isn't coming at me to tell me how to be and to tell me to be weak. This is actually my strongest asset in power. Like, as women, we create humans, or we have the ability to create humans in this world. It's like, don't sleep on that. Like, I was sleeping on that. I was sleeping on that intuition. I was sleeping on all the power that we have in this space. And I was like, oh, you mean to tell me I can be like 10 times more powerful and intuitive in my own right as a woman by just tapping into some of the God-given gifts that I already have? No shit. Now that sounds fun, right? But I had to come to that understanding in my own time. Right? So we're really going to be diving deep on day 3 of Woman of Feminine Frequency and really exploring some of the mindfulness and some of the creative expressions and what it feels like to have a safe space. Key being a safe space, non-judgmental, not attaching any meaning, to just explore some of these things. It's going to be a really cool, and I almost am hesitant to word the use experiment, because number one, that's the term that they use in Love is Blind, and that's a shit show. But like, if you guys are watching Love is Blind, DM me. I want to talk to you about all the details when this comes out. I think the new episodes are going to be dropping the day after this releases. So if you're a Love is Blind fan and you're watching season 6, DM me and let's open the chat, because some of the girls that I chat back and forth with, like, all we do is share like memes and reels back and forth on Love is Blind. Anyways, that's beside the point here. But I'm hesitant to use the word experiment because of that, but it also sounds kind of like, oh, this is an experiment. Let's see if it's going to work. Like, the experiment really means we're going to put some of these practices to the test in real life, and you're going to get to experiment with some of these exercises that we do. And I'm going to do it right along with you, because this shit is powerful. This shit is powerful. I was playing around with it in Nashville for a little bit, and it was blowing my mind what was actually coming to fruition from just placing the intention, allowing myself to soften, allowing myself to open up, to be able to receive support, have deeper level conversations, be really vulnerable and raw with other women. And it was amazing. Once I opened myself up in that energy field, things just started to come in. Momentum started to pick up, and I was like, holy shit. Like, this is just another level because I've been playing with this for quite some time. But now I'm placing just a deeper level of like, okay, here's my intention around it. Here's my deeper level of intention. And to be able to actually see some of these things work in real time and be able to play around with that was really, really cool. So I am so pumped to be able to, because we're doing this on Zoom, it's all on Zoom, and nothing lights me up more than in person. In person is top tier, it's elite, right? When I actually get to be with somebody in the room, this is the second best. This is like, we get to see each other's faces. We get to go deep. We get to look like, sounds creepy, but I like, sounds really creepy when I say it. I get to look into your eyes. Like, we get to look into each other's eyes, right? That, again, I understand how creepy that sounds. It's not. Like, we get to just have that contact, you know, even if it's through the screen. And I will tell you, some of the women I'm having calls with and dropping in on calls for the retreat, I've opened up discovery calls to see if this is a perfect fit for you. And the women I'm taking these calls with, let me just tell you, are next level women. I can freaking feel their energy, even if we're states apart. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. Like, I feed off of that energy. You're going to feed off of my energy. It's going to be really, really cool. We're going to have a shit ton of fun and we're going to learn a lot of stuff. We're really going to deep dive and expand more than what we've talked about in this. This is the tip. You guys know, just the tip, just to see how it feels. That's what these podcasts are. Once we open this container, we're going deep. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. We're going balls deep. Okay. Like, I feel like this is the place. I can't say that on Instagram. I don't think, maybe I can. But I feel like in this podcast, I can say whatever the hell I want to say. And we're going balls deep. Okay. We're going to do it. And this is the unhinged space. Truly. I don't hold anything back when it comes to virtually teaching or teaching in person. And this is where we really get to like blow some shit up in the coolest way. So we're going to go quantum, embodied woman, feminine frequency, embracing your community, really what these traits and these elements and this flow, what it all means for you, how you can have next level true support when it comes to this next level of expansion in your life. I truly believe if you're listening to this podcast, and so many women I had conversations with this last week, we're in this season that you can feel, it's almost tangible. You can almost reach your hand out and touch. You might not know what's on the other side, but like there's something so freaking big and magical waiting for you. We're just like tearing down some of the walls and moving some of the blockages internally, externally that are holding you back from getting to that next level of expansion. Like it's there and I can physically see it and feel it for you. And this is what I can't wait to go deep together. Like I cannot wait to go deep together in this 3-day free challenge. DM me, text me, wherever we communicate, Facebook, Instagram. Again, my website is under construction, but it's moving. Like there's progress on it. I've seen it. It's happening. It's coming. But until then, just DM me, text me, message me the word quantum, and I'm going to send you the free link that you'll be able to deep dive. If you can't sit in on the calls live, you're going to get the recording sent to you, and we are truly going to activate the shit out of our frequency and energy. Okay. I got a little raw on the end of this podcast because I just started to get really hype, but that's like the energy that we're going to be calling in and truly starting to expand. Like this is the embodiment. This is the next level embodiment that I feel like you've been waiting for. And this is it. And this is the invitation. So I cannot wait to see you on March 12th, 13th, and 14th. If you are one of the women who are listening and you're like, fuck yeah, I want to do that. Oh, so I usually don't say the F word here, but it just came out. I don't know if my podcast editor is going to take that out or not. You can leave it. And if you're like, yes, big hell yes, I am feeling this and I'm feeling like I want to go deep on this retreat, drop into my DMs over on Instagram and just message me the word retreat. We'll schedule a call, set up a call because y'all, it is 50% full. and we're not even going until July. It's 50% full. That means there's only half of the spots left, and they're going to go. They're going to go because these women are next level women. You guys just continue to impress me and blow me away. And it is a really, I got chills. It's a really special experience and container that we're diving into together. So it's coming, you guys. All right. I will see you next week. And thank you for listening. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.